You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Watt Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltinge available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. If you call and there's no answer, please wait a couple minutes and call back. There may be somebody already on the line. The Watt Institute, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the sponsor. The Watt Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Watt training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. I'm Sue Wagner. I'm the I'm one of the facilitators. I offer a drop-in ladies group on Mondays at 4 Pacific Standard Time and Thursdays at 5 Pacific Standard Time. It's a Zoom call. It's a $10 donation. I help ladies navigate through the online dating and help them learn how to communicate and dating effectively. Tonight we have Patricia Eltinge on. She's one of the facilitators. She specializes in dream interpretation, couples counseling, and life scripts. And we also have Andy Shaw. He's a male facilitator. He comes on every other week, and he also helps with private sessions, and he is looking into starting a men's group if there's any men out there. If you want any information on any of these services, you can reach me at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com, and I will be happy to guide you on what you might need help with. So tonight we have Patricia. Patricia, are you available to say hello to the audience?
Hello, audience. Looking forward to hearing from everyone.
Again, let me repeat the number, 323-203-0815. We'd love to get some questions. And if you call and there's no answer, just wait a minute or two and call back. We may be talking to somebody on the line. So Patricia, do you want to tell us a little bit about the life script? Because that seems to be a lot. There's a caller on. Is there a caller on? Hello.
We're still getting used to the new system.
This new system.
We'll just talk until somebody comes on.
So, okay. Well, we'll let you tell us a little bit about yourself. Here we go. Okay. There's a slight problem. He'll fix it. Caller, if you're out there, he's working on it. You may want to hang up and call back to be connected. We'd love to take your question. I don't want you to get cut off, Patricia, so just bear with me because the minute you start talking, it will be fixed.
That's right. that's how things work.
But maybe start talking just briefly.
And I know how to stop as well. I can stop and start. My book, by the way, is called The Dream Class by me, Patricia Eltinge. And it's an in-depth book on how to interpret your dreams.
Here we go. I'm sorry. I believe we have a caller on. Caller? Is there a caller on? No? Oh, okay. They're gone. Okay, caller, if you want to call back, 323-203-0815. Please call. Sam will pick up. If you're still calling and you get no answer, just wait a couple minutes and call back. So, caller, you may have been disconnected, but please call back. We're waiting for your call. Okay, go ahead, Patricia.
Anyway, just to plug my book while I'm here, but it's called The Dream Class. Excuse me. Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, an in-depth study on dreams and how to get to higher consciousness and personal growth and transformation. But through the Watt Institute, I am helping people with their life scripts, which really
Hello.
Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for myself and Patricia?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, beautiful. I was calling to get some advice about a gentleman that I'm letting date me. And we've only been on one date, but he's been communicative while I was traveling. Although his text communication wasn't that great, which I was fine with. I'm practicing patience. And then he went a few weeks without texting, which again was fine. But he messaged me a few days ago, and I wanted to run it by you guys because he was being really nice, and I got the sense he was kind of fishing for me to be the one to say, oh my gosh, we did have a great time and we should do another date. He was just talking about how amazing the date was, but he wasn't really asking me out. And the whole text ended by him saying something like, oh, because we live about an hour away. He said, oh, next time I'm in your area, we could do a coffee. And all I said was, oh, coffee date sounds amazing. Let me know.
Can I ask, did you go out on a date with him already?
Yes, we did.
At the end of that date, did you stroke him and say it was an amazing date? You'd love to do that again? Did you give him any kind of an information?
Yes.
That you're in? Okay. So,
yes.
Tricia, do you want to help her?
I did.
So where do you stand with it?
Even in his last.
Sorry,
go ahead.
No, I wanted to know where you stood with it. Who spoke last?
I replied to his text, and it was him saying, next time I'm in your area, we should do coffee. And I reciprocated that by saying, yes, coffee sounds great. Just let me know. And I was wondering, because I had felt him fishing for me to say, let's do it. When are you available? I guess my question is, if I had said that, do you guys think that's masculine, or do you think what I did was perfect?
No, because he asked you. It's not masculine to say, no, let's do it. Tell me when. That sounds enthusiastic. It's good to sound enthusiastic.
Okay. I was holding back.
Be enthusiastic. That's what they want. They want to hear that you feel good about having been with them once. And, oh, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, that sounds great. You know, let's do it. Tell me when.
Oh, okay. That's the part that I felt like maybe, because he didn't, I felt like he could just say, I'd love to do it and I'm going to be there in 2 weeks. And I felt like he wasn't doing that. So I felt like if I did say, tell me when, it would be dominating it.
Well, not really, because if men do not get a signal that you're enthusiastic, they're afraid of rejection as well. If he goes ahead and you're just saying, yeah, okay. So Patricia's right. When he's offering, hey, I had a great time, I'd love to do that again, you kind of come out and say, yeah, it was great, let's do it again. That signals him he won't be rejected and he won't say no.
Okay. That's good to know. And that was a few days ago. So would you guys think it's okay if I messaged him? And that was our last communication. It's been a few days. If I said something along the lines of excited for our workout date, when are you in my area next? Would that be appropriate?
That's kind of leading a little bit, in my opinion. I would just say something that's, I don't ask questions. I tell my ladies just to say, looking forward to getting together again. Just make a statement, not ask.
It's also good to say sometimes your best availability. Well, I'm always available on a Tuesdays and Wednesdays after 4. You know, you can also, that's not leading. That's just giving them an indication of your availability.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know for my future interactions, because I have been letting a handful of men date me, and I'm on the app, and there's been quite a few that want to take me on dates, but I've been thinking I'm just matching their, reciprocating them exactly, and sometimes I question if I do something like that, whether it'll be too dominating.
Yeah, it's okay to be enthusiastic and show your availability. That's not saying, well, I'm going to see if you're ready on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. That's just saying, well, I'm always available on Wednesdays at 2, you know, whenever. That's just, indicating your availability.
Yeah. Preferably give them two options so they can.
Of course.
Try and give them two options on availability so they get to be the leader and pick which one works. And kind of
or sometimes people say, I'm always available weekdays after 4.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Give them as much variety of time that you can.
Okay, that's great to know. And then I had a couple other smaller questions.
Okay, go ahead.
If you have a moment.
Go ahead.
The first one, I've been having some guys on the app not really ask me for my number, but give me theirs and not say, hey, text me. They'll just say, oh, la, 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 here's my number. And my typical answer has been, amazing. Thank you for sharing. I got you saved. Here's my number. Does that feel dismissive?
No.
I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, that's what I tell my ladies. When they ask for your number, just write back, oh, thank you for sharing. Here's my number. Looking forward to hearing from you. That way it puts it back on them.
And you're opening the door. You're leaving the door. You're not leading, but you're opening the door.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've only missed the looking forward to hearing from you. And if a guy didn't directly say text me or whatnot, it felt weird to me to just text him, even though he gave me his number.
Yeah. No, I always just, most of the guys send the number, and I just tell my ladies to say, thank you for sharing. Here's my number. And they type it out and they say, looking forward to hearing from you. That throws the ball in his court to reach out. It signals him you're waiting for his call.
Okay. Thank you for that tip. And the last thing I wanted to get your guys' general opinion on this, because I'm moving through a transition. I moved places. I'm in a whole new place. And I'm also transitioning work. So I feel like I have little work right now, which is fine. But I had just read this book that said, oh, are you dating? You're just wasting your time and running away from your calling. And it was, I guess I have a little bit of cognitive where I know that I want to be married, and at the same time I'm in this weird space of feeling like I need to focus on my career. And I was wondering if you guys could help me close that gap, because there's a part of me that feels like, oh, and also I'm moving out of a breakup and I am still slightly grieving that, although I think I'm doing better. Like, I think I'm doing well with it, but it's still there. And so anyway, I have some mixed thoughts about, like, should I just be, am I using men?
The best thing you can do is to be dating, to get past your grief. And we have to work on our time. Now, every woman who wants to have a career, they have to decide whether you're going to be a career woman or a woman with a career. So if you want balance in your life, you decide which is your priority. And if you do say that you want to be married someday, then you want to be a woman with a career. In that case, you make time for dating. It's important that your life is balanced. Yeah. And
otherwise, just date and then work on your, like Patricia said, just divvy out your time accordingly to date and work on your career and grieve. There's no certain area that you have to focus on more. Just give a little bit of attention to each area.
Okay. Yeah, I know that I want to be a woman with a career. And I think what's causing me a little bit of a doubt, I guess, is because my transition in my work, it feels like I'm not working that much. And because of that, I feel like I've been given more time to dating. And that's where I think maybe I have a little bit of resistance.
You need to budget your time. You need to budget your time. Sue, I think we have some other callers.
We have some other callers. Thank you for calling in. Check in with us. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Very good. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have to, all of us have to balance our lives between our relationship side of life and our productive working side of life.
And also your private time. You have to focus on your time too. If you want to exercise or go shopping, you got to focus on your pampering time.
That's right. So that's all called time budgeting.
Yes. Okay. We're waiting for some callers. Again, 323-203-0815. Oh, caller. There might be a caller on. If you don't get through, just keep calling back. That means somebody else is on the line. We'd love to get your call. Is there a caller on?
Caller.
Yes, hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for calling. What can we help you with?
Yes, I just wanted to thank you girls for some advice you've been giving over the years.
Oh, thank you.
One of them that has really worked well for me is to, on the dating app, when we connect and we communicate a couple of times via text and or, you know, through the dating app, to get on the phone as far as a video chat or more like a FaceTime or video chat, just to get a better idea of who they are. And someone that I want to meet in person and move on from there. But it's definitely helped me out a lot, and just wanted to thank you for your great advice.
Have you ever flushed out a phony? Sometimes these people that are on these dating sites have phony identities, and they start schmoozing the girls. Has that ever happened to you?
That has not happened to me. There's actually been where I thought they were fake, and so I just was like trying to flush them out right away because I'm like, oh my goodness, I think they're not real.
Yeah.
But they end up being real.
Some of them do.
We found out right away. So luckily for me, but because I already have that boundary in place, I don't spend too much time with them as far as, you know, from the first point of contact to when I get them on a video chat.
Well, I'll interject here that we recommend that no more than two, maximum three texts back and forth before you either talk to them and hear their real voice, and preferably a video chat, whether it's FaceTime or some other form of video chat. Some of the dating sites have their own in-house video chats. So that's really crucial, because just in the last 2 years alone, I've helped several girls flush out some fake ones. They weren't real guys, and they were trying to schmooze them, and it can go on way too long, and they're almost like the gals are falling in love with a fantasy of a person that's not really a real person. There might be some person in Nigeria or something with this fake identity and showing pictures of fake houses and talk about they take vacations and blah, blah, blah. So I thank you for listening and following our advice on how to be safe, because we don't have the parental guidance that they used to have in the olden days, because girls were getting married much younger in olden times, and the parents were vetting the suitors. So now we have to actually parent ourselves. So thank you for doing a good job.
I would say that is probably the best advice that I've received. Amongst other ones, but that's one of the top ones, because that really helped me, you know, almost like vet the guys and just to see if, you know, if we're a match or, you know, personality wise or, you know,
if, so they look, if they look like their pictures, they're not,
if they are who they say they are.
Yeah. 10 years ago, pictures. I hear a lot of that. People put pictures that are old and they're deceiving.
Right. So far I've been pretty fortunate with that. Some of them look better than their pictures.
Oh, that's good.
We'll see. The next step, of course, is to meet in person. So then I just wait patiently to hear from them and for them to make the plan.
Oh, so you're saying you're practicing patient, passive, and receptive?
Yes. It's not always easy. But
especially when you like one, and then that one doesn't come around right away again, and then you're kind of jonesing for that one that you kind of like, and then isn't it good to have another, a backup, and some other ones that you like?
That's right, because it definitely helps with some distractions, but now the backup is appealing to me.
How that works?
So then it's like, wow, well, maybe may the best man win.
That's our theory. That's the theory.
You ladies pick the gentlemen. I have too many ladies out there that try to go pick me. We ladies pick our gentlemen. The men go down and marry. And so many women think that they have to impress the men, so he picks them. They've got it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great.
So super fun, but I guess I feel more confident when I have a little bit more of a plan as far as, okay, we matched online, then we're, you know, interacting a few, you know, emails or texts, I mean, and then all of a sudden, then I just feel more comfortable to get on a video call, and then it goes from there. So I just feel more confident when I have a plan in place.
That's great. Thank you for sharing the plan that we recommend.
Thank you.
That's right. Thank you, girls, for that.
Okay. All right.
Wonderful.
Call us back again and give us an update.
Yeah.
Will do. Thank you.
Yes.
So that's a good example, people, of sharing of successful dating. Now, it sounds like she's got more than one on the line, and that's what it's all about. It's all about seeing who we want when there's more than one suitor chasing us.
Yeah, that's true. What would you say, let me give the number again, 323-203-0815. A lot of these gentlemen out there, I hear these from my ladies. I think there might be somebody on.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Our caller, you're on the air with Patricia. Can we help you?
Hi there. I had a question regarding the relationship that I'm in right now.
Okay.
We've been dating for 5.5 months, we're in a relationship, so I have agreed to be exclusive with him.
Okay,
good.
I met him 5.5 months ago. We've been dating for 5 full months.
Okay.
Now we're in month 6. I have lived a bit nomadically, and now it's getting to the point where we've discovered long distance isn't really working in our relationship. Originally, I did say that I would be willing to move over to his area.
Okay.
And now that it seems to be coming closer, because I rented a place 2 hours away from him, and I have 2 more months at this place. And then after that, it would be time to make a decision permanently moving over there. And I'm feeling like it's a really masculine thing to do, to get a 1-year lease, buy furniture, because I usually rent furnished places. And it feels like all of the financial burden and all of that is falling on me.
Ooh, that you have to be careful of.
Has he offered, does he want you to move? Is he offering to help you relocate? Because it sounds like you're taking the risk if it doesn't work out. You're stuck for a year in an area. Have you talked about the move and asked him for his guidance or support or maybe some financial?
Well, So we've discussed it. Right now we're going to do, we know, I've expressed to him the concern. He completely understands. We've discussed it a few times and he understands the seriousness of it. We agreed to do a book called The Eight Dates together for the next 2 months to help us to solidify, do we really have long-term compatibility?
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a house and I do like his house. Part of me would want him to kind of offer me living in his house, but I also feel like it might be too soon.
How long have you dated?
She said 5 months.
Oh, 5 months.
5 months.
We're in month six now, like the beginning of month six. And so I have this place that we are going to see each other every weekend now because it's 2 hours away. So we agreed to do the Eight Dates book together. We agreed to see each other every weekend for the next 2 months. And then after that is when some kind of decision has to be made. And I'm conflicted with getting my own place and moving closer to him in his same city, or I could continue to live nomadically, but it doesn't really forward our relationship. Or I thought if at some point we could live together because he does have a house. I don't think he has the funds to offer to like help me with the move-in cost and furniture. I don't know, but I haven't discussed that with him. To answer your question,
has he offered to have you move in with him? Has he made any statements regarding you moving in with him at all?
He has said, when we discussed it 2.5 months ago, he said that at that time he felt like it was too soon for us to live together. And that was the only time. But he did bring that up, that he thought it might be too soon for him to offer for me to move in.
Can you
agree 2.5 months ago? I was like, yeah, it's too soon.
That's too soon. How about, did you consider looking for a furnished place that isn't an entire year's lease? Can you do a month to month furnished place?
I did look for that. There is no furnished places in his vicinity that are in my price range, and very like few at all. But maybe there's like a room to rent, or like,
yeah, I was gonna say, maybe rent a room for a month and see how it goes, and maybe he'll offer to have you move in. But my suggestion is don't move in without some kind of a promise ring.
Yeah, like a promise ring I would feel comfortable with. And I agree, like, it's not my ideal to share space with anyone else, but it's also not my ideal to get all my own furniture and then do a 1 year lease and move over there.
Did you look,
what is the ideal feminine thing to do?
Did you look for places that were a half an hour in radius from him?
Yeah, it's limited as far as furnished places. It's very limited in that area. There's almost nothing.
Even in a half hour to 45 minute range.
I didn't look that far. I was trying to stay close because I thought.
Well, why don't you look just a little bit farther? I would look in a half hour to 45 minute range. That's still close.
How far are you now from him?
2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours. And well, like you said before, maybe rent a room for a month and see how it's going. That might, and then go month to month and see. And then if it's working out, then maybe you'll go and get a place.
At what point do you decide or think about living together? And what's the feminine way? Like, I would be comfortable with living with him with like a promise ring in maybe like 3 months.
Has he mentioned anything about building? Does he want to be married, or when you go out, where are your long-term goals?
Well, that's why we're doing the Eight Dates book together. His long-term goal is to be serious, to have a life partner, to be fully committed. He did ask for exclusivity very early on, like, you know, it at like date maybe 5 or 6. And he's very consistent.
Okay, but so has he ever mentioned anything about married or mating, or what do you want as well? Do you want to be married or mating? Mating is where you're pretty much together, but with no contract.
My preference would be to work towards marriage and to maybe be married in about 1 to 2 years.
Like, has he mentioned anything about him wanting to be married? When you're dating, you're building to go find out what each person wants and doesn't want. As he mentioned, because it sounds like he likes to be in a relationship, but I don't hear anything where you've said he wants to be married or mating, or he could companion.
He does want to be separate. Yeah, he does want to be mating.
Okay.
He says things like life partner, that he wants to have his life partner. I don't hear him say too much about the word marriage.
Okay.
It will come up in our book together, so I think we're going to discuss that. I know for sure he wants to build a life with somebody. He wants to have a home with somebody, and he sees himself with a life partner.
Okay.
Well, you will then start gradually discussing the different areas of relationship agreements, such as in Pat's book, Dr. Pat Allen's book, Getting to I Do, in chapter 14, you talk about time, space, money, and play, and how you each view those different areas, mine, yours, and ours.
Yeah. So if I was having a desire to say, I think it makes more sense to live together, or if that's what I was working towards, what's like the feminine way of saying that?
Patricia, you want to take that one?
The feminine way of saying what? I would be what?
She wants to ask him to live together. She wants to make the move on.
Not now. Yeah. Let's say.
When it comes up, when it's time. Right?
Like in two months.
Yeah,
I can do the furnished place for like a month to month, but at some point, you know, I would be looking at.
Then you say, would you be willing to consider the idea after, and you're telling me the time frame right now, in this amount of time frame, after we've done this workbook you're talking about, and we've discussed these different areas of time, space, money, and play, which is found in Dr. Pat Allen's book, Getting to I Do, then you would say, would you be willing to talk about my living here while we are in the next phase of our due diligence for our future?
Okay. Which would normally be, Dr. Allen always says 9 to 12 months is usually the getting ready for the marriage or mating. The first 3 is perfect. Second is imperfect. 6 to 9 is building. And then the 9 to 12 is moving towards marriage or mating. So you
can talk about moving in in the 6-month period. You can start discussing it.
Start talking about maybe make it 9 months.
Start doing the negotiating of how it would work if you did move in before you actually do. That's why that chapter 14, and you can always call in if you want and have a relationship agreements consultation on how you each see those different areas of life to see if it is a good time for you to try living together.
Okay. I have one other question.
You can, the relationship contract item, it's available. You can watch it. We have a streamed video on our website, www.drpetallen.com. It's a free access. You can go on there and watch it too, to get an idea of what Patricia's talking about, time, space, money, and play.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah, my friend told me about it. I remember.
Okay, well, do you have one more quick question? Because we have other callers. We'll make it quick.
Yeah. I am having uncomfortableness with a friend that he has of the opposite sex, and I'm uncomfortable with it and not sure.
What does he have? I'm sorry, you got
you're bleeping in and out. Yeah, she's uncomfortable with the male person.
No, a female. He has a female.
What is she doing? What is it she does that makes you uncomfortable?
Well, he texted her at night
you're asking a question on regards with somebody else.
Or your boyfriend. Your boyfriend talks to somebody at his work?
She's asking a question about her friend. This is
I'm not.
No, she's not.
I'm asking a question about my boyfriend.
Okay.
That he has a friend that's a coworker, and sporadically there'll be a text about something. It's outside of working hours. It's that night. I felt like it was inappropriate.
Are you guys in a sexual relationship now?
Yes.
Okay. So you are in an exclusive relationship. Well, we typically, when we make our contracts with somebody to be exclusive, it includes social and sexual monogamy. So that is a discussion because it's causing you discomfort.
Yes. So I brought it up to him and he asked, what is it that you're asking me to do? And I said, well, I don't want you to be texting outside of working hours and no social, unless it's going to be a group thing and you're including me. And he did get a bit defensive because he said he feels like I'm controlling him.
That's a standard. That's a standard we have. It's not controlling. It's just a personal standard.
Is this gentleman talking about you, or you just don't like him texting during your time with your gentleman?
It's a girl he talks to.
A girl. Oh.
He texts with a coworker female.
Coworker girl. Okay.
Yeah. And so I did make that clear that it's a boundary for me, and yes, that maybe if that's a deal breaker for him, I'm not adjusting that. So he just got a bit frustrated and said, I just need to process this.
They do have to process that.
And he got, I said, maybe I'm not the right person for you. Because he said, well, you're asking me to change. I said, I'm not asking you to do anything different. I'm telling you where my boundary is.
That's good.
And I may not be the right partner for you then.
If he talks to
you about your comfort level and your standards, this is my comfort level so I can feel safe in a relationship with you or whomever. So my standards are what help me be safe in a relationship.
Yeah. So how do I bring it up again, just so that I could have clarity? Because the conversation got a little heated and it didn't go that smoothly. And then he said, I just need to process this.
Let him process it.
And if you see the text come through again,
don't bring it up again until the issue is in your face again.
Yes. Don't bring it up until you see a text.
He's processing it. He's processing it. Because here's what happens. When men start mating, they give up their sexual variety, their freedom for sexual variety. And they get their sexual variety in many ways. And a lot of times, it's not just having sex. But at the same time, we give up, when we're mating, we're giving up our independence, because this is 2025 and we're out in the workforce and we give up our independence. So we're all giving up something in order to be mated.
Yes. But you're saying don't bring it up again unless I see it again.
Yes.
Or he brings it up.
Or he brings it up. Yes.
Otherwise, I've clearly communicated and
you did
accepting it and processing it.
You did. He is.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Hope to hear from you again.
Now, this is what I love to hear. I love to hear women who state early in a relationship their personal comfort standards. And a lot of girls get bulldozed and start giving into things that are uncomfortable. Now, there's another gal who has called in and who calls me, and she says the guy she's dating, who is far richer than she is, she's divorced and has a kid still in high school graduating soon, but nevertheless, and she doesn't have nearly the kind of money he does, and she has to live within a budget. Well, he is requiring her to always spend money on him. Like, oh, you should. Now, we do promote people giving back. Exactly. And maybe she should go cook him dinner.
Give back but less than what he gives you.
Yeah, well, he always wants more and more and more to the point where it will be dipping in past her budget. So you girls have to have the strength, the inner strength, which is your inner feminine power, not masculine, your inner feminine power to keep you within your budget. Mm-hmm. If that's one of the items that is getting in the way or causing you discomfort.
That's true. If there's any more callers, I hope if you try to get through, 323-203-0815. The line is open if you want to try now. 323-203-0815. We have a couple more minutes. We'd love to have another question. So I want to talk a little bit more about my online ladies group. It's every Monday at 4 and Thursdays at 5. And I help ladies navigate online dating like we had a couple of ladies here before. I help them with communication tools and how to get the gentleman from the dating apps, hopefully on the phone and hopefully to meeting. And I do require that you do duty date, which there's a great movie on Dr. Allen's principles out there. It's a little old, but it's a great movie. You can watch it on YouTube, Duty Dating. It's by Jerry Morris.
It's cute and it's cheeky and kind of it's fun.
Yes. So it's a great movie as well. So I don't know if we're going to get any callers. Patricia, I don't know if we cut you off. Did you want to tell them about the life?
Well, I want also to any men that might be listening or you gals out there who are in relationships. I do couples and we get great results when the men start understanding the communication tools, when you're learning them together. Sometimes the gals are ahead of them from having taken gone to the groups, and now they want to drag their guy in so they can both be on the same page in their communication style. And it really, really helps to iron out things early on, and even if you're married or in a relationship for a while, to learn these healthy ways of communicating.
Perfect. Let's see. We've got a couple more minutes here. I just want to give an update on Dr. Pat. She's 90. She's still, she does offer a woman's group, but the woman's group is closed to the public because the current ladies are in it. They've been in it forever. So she is still practicing just a Zoom ladies group. And if anybody out there wants any of Patricia's, myself, or Andy Shaw's services, please give me a call at 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com. And I'd be glad to refer you to who the best facilitator would be for what your services you're requesting. And don't forget the book, Getting to I Do. It is now available in Audible. So you can go on Amazon and buy it in Audible. And she's got the Answers book, The Truth About Men. Let's see. what's the one about it's a man's world and a woman's
universe. And it's more esoteric version of her deep work. And it brings in folklore and the archetypes. So people love that too. It's more mystical. And I say that Getting to I Do in hardback or paperback is really, really the Bible. So you're going to want to, if you get that book, you're going to have it on your shelf for years and have it marked and highlighted and dog-eared.
Refer to it.
People, because it's a reference book. When you have an issue come up, you can
always refer back.
But you can refer to this book all the time, and your answers are in that book.
It is. And then on our website, drpatallen.com, we do have, it's like a 45-minute streaming video of Dr. Allen teaching a class, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It goes through all of her teachings, especially the time, space, money, and play. So that's a great place to go look at and find some great information on how to be in a healthy relationship and how to negotiate. So with that, we're running out of time. We'll be back next week. Patricia, do you want to? I want to thank the audience and all the callers that called in. And remember, you can always call us and let us know about updates as well. You don't always have to answer a question. Just call in and say hi to us.
And that's give us your success stories. Yeah, give us any kind of success you might have.
Yeah. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye. Patricia, usually do the closing.
Yeah. And the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Bye, everybody. See you next week. Thank you for joining us.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.